Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, part of the conversation. On top of that, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I mean, it is the best way for you to engage and get involved and let me know. You know, and what you're thinking, what you want, what you think we ought to be doing. All right, I got a boatload of crazy stories. You have to deal with me. Deal with it. Really, I'm amazed. Maybe not amazed. I'm surprised at how much stuff we let go. Right? I'm surprised at how easy it is for us to forget how many times we've been, for lack of a better term, screwed over by our legislators. And we really need to, really, really, really need to get up in the faces of these people. And I don't mean in a mean way. Because the more and more I read, I mean, the more and more I see what's going on out there. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. The majority of these legislators aren't listening. They could care less about you. And that in and of itself is scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you truly want to make sure that when you hire, and that's what we're doing, right? We're hiring these guys. You want to make sure when you hire these people that basically that you let them know, I help put you in. I will work twice as hard to take you out. And you shouldn't be afraid to say that. We're not talking about physical harm, physical damage to somebody, so knock it off. Not interested where you're going to go with that. But they're not in there for life. They think it, they are. And then they think they're the boss. Come on, seriously. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Okay, after the break, though, I want to talk about the students who, after stating that that abortion is a constitutional right, can't find it in the Constitution. Yeah, that's right. So these kids, you know, I said for years on the shows, I've dropped some of my lines over the years, but it's not a matter of they stumble through an answer.
They sound so authoritative, don't they? When you hear them talking, you're sitting there going, my God, I mean, she, he, they have obviously studied this. Listen to them. They're so knowledgeable. Ooh. And then you find out they're not. They don't have a better clue. They don't have any better clue than you over this. All right, so you heard me touch on this earlier. And it is a big deal. And it's not a big deal because I like Trump. It's a big deal because this shows you that it's the mainstream media running everything. They're going to decide what you get to see, what you get to hear, so that you make your decision the way they want you to make your decision. Now, last week, the New York Times reported that that Fox News had Donald Trump on his network for over 100 days. Now, the paper said it was part of a larger strategy to eliminate the former president. They don't want him as a GOP player anymore. Not their place. We've tuned him out. We don't watch him at all. I may watch bits and pieces, right, of Tucker when he goes on one of his rants. He's got some really good information in those. But I won't watch it directly on the station to give them the satisfaction. Because if you watch it online, right, they can't get those ratings as being the cable network number one. And I've stopped watching Hannity altogether. He irritated me before, but once I heard that he wouldn't allow Dinesh D'Souza to talk about his movie, I was totally done with him. I don't even listen to his little pieces that go out. Trump's last appearance on Fox News came April 13th on Hannity. The Times noted that even Trump has complained that his longtime friend doesn't seem to be paying him much attention anymore. So wasn't much of a friend, was he? President Trump. This is that surface crap that I hate. No, I mean that sincerely. It's always driven me nuts. It's probably my biggest pet peeve. If you truly are my friend and you truly care about me, there's two things. When I'm dead wrong, you'll tell me you believe that I'm dead wrong. It doesn't mean you leave my side. You may not help me do whatever it is that I'm doing, but you're still my friend. And if I'm right, you'll stand next to me, shoulder to shoulder, and fight alongside me. The paper said that Trump believes that Fox's strategy of shunning him is an effort, in effect, displacing him from the news cycle. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Join me, Senior Holmes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I love that intro. Make my day. Come after me with stupid stuff. Make my day. Right, hey, whatever. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. Talking about how Donald Trump has pretty much been banned from the airwaves at Fox. Remember all these people gooing over him and gushing over him, you know, Hannity and the rest of them? Hey, I know the president personally, right? I mean, seriously. Remember when Hannity used to say stuff like, you know, even before he was president, Donald, I've known you a long time. That's not what you're like. You're not like this. You're not, right? Does it show you how surface that is? Really, totally, how surface these people are. So this is really no surprise. But it's deeper than that, because the whole organization never really wanted to be conservative, except in the very beginning. That's what they were going to take a conservative look at the news, but put the facts out there and let us decide from there. Boy, that long time gone. Right? Now, Fox's strategy, it appears, is just to totally ignore the president. Yes, the president, Donald Trump. Totally ignore him, hoping that the party will ignore him after a while. They're so dull to what's happening around them. They don't realize that the Republicans as a whole have abandoned Fox. Now, this decision to shun Trump has been made at the highest levels. Think about Fox's parent company, backed by its billionaire chairman, Rupert Murdoch. His son, company CEO, is the Lakeland Murdoch. They don't like him. They went sideways years ago, and it's never changed. So it doesn't matter what's good for the country. It's me showing you how much power I have to keep you from the presidency. That's what's important. And these snubs aren't coincidental. According to several people close to Mr. Murdoch's Fox Corporation, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, both owned by Mr. Murdoch, published blistering editorials about Mr. Trump's actions concerning January 6th. Right? And again, you have to stop and look and understand this isn't exactly what our founding fathers were talking about when they talked about the free press and the press had to be free to get information out. They were right. They were a gazillion percent right on. Right? But the problem here, and I can't believe for a minute that they didn't think that they'd be corrupt at some point, but they figured there would be some less corrupt publications. They didn't realize how much power the guys would actually get after a while. How quick news would spread. You know, back then, remember, a major news story didn't get to your hometown maybe for days after it happened. Just amazing. Anyway, the skepticism towards the former president extends to the highest levels, as I said. Right? It also reflects concerns that Republicans in Washington, like Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, he's a minority leader. He's expressed to the Murdochs about the potential harm that Mr. Trump could cause of the party's chances in upcoming elections. Funny, he says this, but notice that pretty much everybody he endorses gets elected. See, what the old-time guard doesn't understand is, we don't want you anymore. Your old-time way of doing politics is not acceptable, it's not right. It has nothing to do with we the people anymore. Now it's all about you guys retaining power. Earlier in the month, the Murdoch-owned newspapers, the Post and the Journal, published those harsh rebukes of the actions that Trump took on January 6th, but they were wrong. They were misleading. They say that Trump's failure to accept the 2020 election results was the root of Murdoch's criticism, but yet they had nothing for Hillary Clinton, who claimed all through President Trump's presidency that it was stolen. They were okay with her saying that. Isn't that amazing? This is why they're a bunch of liars. They're not people of integrity at all. The Murdoch's discomfort with Mr. Trump stems from his refusal to accept the election loss, according to the paper. Now, two people familiar with those conversations who are probably in the room or close by. See, it always works out well when you can get two people that really don't know each other, but they're involved in a conversation. You get information from them. It's great. It's just the way, it's the way it should be. Anyway, one who heard those conversations, they said that in the views of Mr. McConnell, who mostly supported the former president, but long ago said the election was settled and condemned his effort to overturn it. One person familiar with Murdoch's thinking said that they remained insistent that Fox News had made the right call when its decision desk projected that Joe Biden would win Arizona. No, they didn't make the right call. You know, CNN, who hates Trump, waited a day and a half to make the call. They made it before the election was over. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. There should be a massive fine for doing things like that. Because many that were on their way driving to cast a vote went, well, if he's already lost, he's already lost. I'm not going there waiting in line. Just amazing. Right? And a move that infuriated Trump. And they did that to stop him from declaring victory. When you looked at the numbers, every one of those numbers were up for Trump until the middle of the night. I just don't get it. I don't get why people can't use their brain cells to work this through. Now, shortly after he lost to Joe Biden, Trump blamed the network's negative coverage. Well, he never blamed the network in totality. Remember that. He went through all this stuff. And said, when you have this coming at you and this coming at you and this coming at you, this is what you end up with. And he was right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, feel free. Remember, I'm going to be here after the break. Hopefully you'll be here with me. In the meantime, head up to the website, joemessina.com, sign up for the email blast, or, you know what, why don't you sign up for text messaging? Yeah, go Joe to 77222, go Joe to 77222, be back in a minute.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8
$1 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. President Biden says a drone strike over the weekend in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who became the leader of the terrorist group after the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Zawahiri had a $25 billion bounty on his head, Biden adding that there were no civilian casualties. This as the United States withdrew from Afghanistan in August of 2021. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
A difference. Really, seriously. All right, let's have some fun with this. You know, these learned people on college campuses all across the country. Campus Reform went out there and did some interviews. The interviews, for what it's worth, were interesting, to say the least. And these learned college people all were sure that abortion and abortion rights are in the Constitution. Well, they just can't tell you where. Take a listen. Maybe. Because, you know, this never works the first time out. Ever. Let's see. Okay, that's worked, that worked. There you go. Here we go. Sure. Oh, here we are.
About the recent Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. I am willing to pay someone $20 if they can tell me where in the Constitution the right to an abortion is located. Let's go find out what we get.
You gotta love this.
Tell me how you felt about the overturn of Roe versus Wade.
I was pretty depressed about it. It made me really angry. I mean, we saw it coming, but no.
It was a lot of anger, a lot of sadness.
Very disappointed. I guess, like, we kind of already, like, knew that it was, like, a question, but I think it was, like, the worst outcome we could have had. Like,
it's awesome. It ends a bad jurisprudential decision, but it's also a win for life and for morality, and hopefully states will pass bills that will limit the number of abortions that happen nationwide, so we get back to a culture of life in this country.
It wasn't unexpected. I feel like with the number of Supreme Court justices that have been put in the past, like, 4 years, it makes sense that it was the first of many things to fall away.
I was surprised. Just don't think it protects the most poor and the people who are the most marginalized in our society.
It should be overturned. You should have a right to choose.
Yeah. I cried. I did cry. And I'm not sorry about it.
I strongly disagree with it. It shouldn't be up to the states. It should just be a law of the land. People should be able to do what they want with their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like a really biased decision, like, that they, like, are choosing for, like, so many people and stuff. I think it's really dumb.
It's just always interesting to me, the wide range of words that these college kids use. I never went to college. So I can see me saying and stuff, stupid, that was dumb. I'm expecting a little better from them.
Just pretty disappointing overall. It's just kind of like a sad thing.
Would you say that abortion should be a constitutional right?
Yeah.
Free healthcare should be a constitutional right, and within that comes abortion. Just to make it clear, I am pro-choice.
I think it could be. I don't think the right to privacy should be abolished or undermined in any way. I think that's the really big issue that this is getting at. And I do think abortion should be in the Constitution.
So killing is a right to privacy. Got it. Okay. You know, would it be great to really work on this and decide when is a life a life? Let's get that down. And then once we get that down, we can jump off from there, don't you think?
The argument that it's a constitutional right doesn't really hold up much anymore. Even, I think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg admitted that Roe versus Wade was a bad decision on the merits.
Yes.
Yeah, did anybody really know that? Ruth did not like this decision. Now, don't get me wrong. She really felt that women should have a right to have an abortion if they wanted one. But she felt that the Supreme Court taking it on would make it an argument for decades to come. And guess what happened?
I do think that it should be a constitutional right, especially in cases where, like, marginalized communities and, like, underprivileged people.
This drives me nuts. It drives Sonya nuts. It drives Zoe nuts. Marginalized and underprivileged communities. So what you're saying is you're falling in line with Margaret Sanger. We should be getting rid of these undesirables. We should be getting rid of these people that are procreating in these low socioeconomic areas, the undesirables, you should read some of the stuff that she wrote and why she started Planned Parenthood. But most of you too ignorant to know. Or I would imagine even care at that point. Look, you know, I make my Christian friends crazy. Because you could say, notice I could, you could say that I'm pro-choice. You could say that, but for all the different reasons of what you think. Because my Christian world says that God gives us choice. He gives us the right to choose to kill. He gives us the right to choose to love. He gives us the right to choose to give money, not give money. Go to church, not go to... He doesn't zap you every time you do something wrong. But there is a price to pay when you do something wrong. There's a price to pay when you don't make the right decisions. Forcing people, as you saw from my Christian friends, in the Old Testament, didn't change anything. Did it? So, just because it's a law, you don't go, oh, we're good, cool, got it done. You got to change hearts. That's where it is. You got to change people's hearts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Yes, I'm going to put you through it for just another minute or two. I got to do it. You got to do it, too.
Are going to be at the, like, brink of it. Like, they're going to suffer the most from the decision.
Yes, I do. No one should be forced to have a child that they don't want to have or have to take care for another life when they can't take care of themselves.
Yeah, I think everyone has the right to make their own decisions. I feel like that's what this country is based off of, the freedom to do what you like.
It should, yes. There's way too many instances of rape and sexual assault that end in pregnancy. I have the Constitution.
Right. That's 1%. Actually, it's less than, but 1%. Is actually a large number. What is a large number? What is that number? She missed an opportunity there.
Right here, and I am willing to give you $20 if you can point to where the right to an abortion is in this document.
Oh, yeah, no, I couldn't give you that. I don't look at our Constitution.
I don't believe it's in there.
No?
I don't think so. I'm not very well informed on the Constitution.
This is obvious.
I'm good.
You think you can do it?
No.
It's not. That's why it should be.
At the end, I guess, because it's an amendment, so towards the end of the Constitution.
It might come from the 14th Amendment.
The one that's citizenship?
I can't do that.
I can't do that.
I love all these people that have opinions about the Constitution, but don't know anything about it. Doesn't that sound like the state of our current generation? Doesn't it?
Abortion or the right to privacy is not in the Constitution. So if it's not in this Constitution, then what would make it a constitutional right? Wouldn't the Supreme Court have done their job by overturning Roe?
I mean, I guess, but I feel like at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter.
No, they didn't do their job because they also have the need to support millions of people.
No, that's wrong. They don't have the need to support people. They have they have the job, the responsibility to rule on the law, and that's it. That's their job. If you want to change things, then it's up to the Congress to decide what the will of the people is and then change it for the will of the people. We have so screwed up this last generation of kids. It's pathetic, and it's our fault. Now, some of you are going to write me and go, well, I didn't do that to my kids. Okay, fine. Then it's not you. For those who have ears to hear, it's for you. But I play these things. I know they're kind of long, but it's because you need to hear what's going on these campuses. Your daughter, your son is hanging out with these people, these boneheads.
If it's not in the Constitution, what would make it a constitutional right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it wouldn't be a constitutional right.
I think the right to privacy, I think bodily autonomy, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness even. You know, I think abortion is health care, and it's about having the right to health care, so I think that should be.
Health care for who?
Established within the Constitution.
Yeah. Health care. So when I off my grandmother because she's too much to take care of, that's just health care, right? Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
You didn't catch the last segment. You got to go back and get it. In all sincerity. Young kids on a college campus, I can't even tell you that abortion is not in the Constitution in any way, shape, manner, or form. Okay? Do you really believe that when our founding fathers wrote the Constitution, that they really felt that the taking of an innocent life was okay? I mean, the laws were laid out as such. Even in the Bible, in the Old Testament, if something you do causes a woman to lose her child, you lose your life. So when these people say, when you hear a pastor or whatever say something like that God is okay with abortion or You know, abortion's not discussed in the Bible. Well, it's not discussed in the Bible as abortion. Seriously. Or same-sex marriage. Right? Or cigarette smoking. I mean, adultery. Do you want it to say, thou shalt not sleep with your neighbor's wife? Or thou shalt not commit adultery? I know that's a comment, but yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, are you looking for the exact verbiage for today? Are you looking for it to make it, like, stupid-proof? Because God does expect you to think a little bit, you know. I mean, seriously. God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me, you know. Just amazing. So Newsom again is at it again. I love this. I don't even know what to do with this. He's declaring a state of emergency for this duck stuff. I don't want to give it any credibility. Now again, these emergency declarations are amazing. He declared a state of emergency Monday in response to the rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreaks in the Golden State. The emergency declaration enables emergency medical services personnel to administer the monkeypox vaccine. California is working urgently across all levels, he said, to slow the spread of monkeypox, leveraging our robust testing. Right? More contact tracing. Listen to this. Finding more ways to track you. More ways to know where you're at. I mean, are you guys good with this? And frankly, since it mostly affects one group of people, I know you can't say anything or they go crazy, right? But since it mostly affects one group of people, I have to sit here and say to myself, why are the rest of us being punished for this? I don't understand. It makes no sense. And then the government is paying for that one group of people. Now, I know that I'll get some hate mail for this, but when they say it's 90% transmitted by, you know, homosexual acts, and again, I've said this before, I don't care who you sleep with. Just don't force me and my kids and my family to accept it. Try to get us to believe it's totally 100% normal. No problem. All right? I mean, because if we try to tell you that God's normal, we try to tell you heterosexuality is normal, you watch the pushback we get for those things. State of emergency declaration comes after California's monkeypox cases continue to rise. Now, California is a state of what? 50 million? 40 million? Whatever. We had 827 cases. So, this is the part I don't understand. And I'm not making fun of the homosexual community. I'm really not. California's outbreak has disproportionate impact on members of the LGBTQ community. Well, that's the way it's transmitted. So you can't say it's disproportionate. If that disease, if that virus, disease, whatever it is, if it flourishes in that environment, if it flourishes with those people, then you can't make it like it's a disproportionate impact, like the disease hates LGBTQ people. Right? 92% of the state's cases occur among gay and lesbian individuals. How is that the fault of anybody else? CDPH Director Dr. Thomas Aragon, he told reporters that the state has received over 37,000 vaccine doses. We'll get an additional 72,000 doses soon. He noted that the state had requested 800,000 additional vaccine doses from federal government. State Senator Scott Wiener, the biggest sexual predator in the state, maybe even in the country. It's all he writes is legislature to allow some really sick, perverted, sexual laws. He called on both the state and San Francisco to declare an emergency in response to the outbreak. San Francisco declared a local public health emergency on Thursday. What does that mean? What does it make the vaccines available to them for free? And they're really there for free. You already know that. If the feds are paying for it, we're paying for it. If the state's paying for it, we're paying for it. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know when we start pushing back on a common sense solution to these things. I just don't know. And when you sit here and you think about this, you think about everything that's going down. You can't even say, if you're having a conversation with someone, and you say that look, monkeypox is transmitted at 92% by the gay and lesbian community. They would come down on you like a ton of bricks, but the problem is, it's a true statement of fact. But now you're not allowed to speak a true statement of fact, are you? Come on, we've been through this before. So I just find all this quite amazing. And yet, we won't tell the truth. Why is that? Now, here's another one. You hear about the water issues here in California. Well, Gavin Newsom's water czar called it quits. You know why? He says, Gavin Newsom, he's really not interested in a fix. Not at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I find it all, this is quite amazing. Quite interesting, if you would. Because ultimately, the water issues are state-driven. They're real to the state. They can fix this pretty quickly. It appears that the climate change mitigation strategist of the California State Water Resource Council, or Control Board, has stepped down. He made a big splash with his resignation because he blames Governor Newsom and his administration and some of his colleagues that are afraid for California's inability to manage its climate crisis. Now, what that has to do with water is a mystery. In his time at the California State Water Resource Control Board, Max Gumberg has witnessed the state grapple with two devastating droughts and accelerated effects of climate change. Now, after 10 years of recommendations and strategies, a way to make California more water resilient, the board's climate conservation manager is calling it quits. He said he no longer believes that Newsom and his administration are willing to pursue any sort of transformational changes necessary to fix this. Right? Just amazing. Now, again, when Newsom goes out and starts screaming that he's committed to fixing this, he's committed to making sure that we get the water we need. I guess not. Right? We've got water all up and down the coast. I mean, is anybody up there, nobody heard of a desalinization plant? I'm asking for a friend. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.